guys rip on him. Because to me, well, he's unimpeachable for all the old stuff he did.
I understand he hasn't been good in like 20 years, but
except like Good Morning Vietnam and Dead Poets Society gives him a free reign in my book. So.
Well, you know, one movie, I think two movies he doesn't get credit for. Well, 1 Hour Photo, I know a lot of people bag on.
Yeah.
But he was such a creep, and I mean, it was a really good creep, but then the one that he, a lot of people don't recognize is Insomnia.
Okay. Yeah.
It was the guy who does Batman now, Chris Nolan movie.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he was terrific in that, but no one seems to remember he was in there. So.
Right.
But
yeah,
but it's just like for every Good Morning Vietnam, there's a Patch Adams right next to it, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I hear you. Flubber.
Yeah.
Flubber was a total mess. He did Flubber in the same year he did Good Will Hunting, so that basically sums up his entire career, you know?
Well, okay. See, I didn't realize that. If that is the case, then maybe he isn't. He is, well, lately he hasn't been making too many good movies. But at that point, you know, if Eddie Murphy would have followed that track, I think Eddie Murphy would be a little more respected now. Do something dramatic, then do one of his shitty kids movies that he does. And that's basically what Robin Williams was doing. Those are the easy paydays. You don't have to try.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't have any, like, artistic respect for him at all. He's different than Robin Williams, in my opinion. He's just... Williams has had, like, a few good movies. Eddie Murphy's had nothing but absolute garbage, you know, the entire time.
Well, see, I like Nutty Professor.
Oh, okay.
But then that's about it.
Okay.
But Nutty Professor's, honestly, that's a... If you don't like slapstick-style movies, you're not going to like that. Because, I mean...
Sure.
I don't have much of an argument. That's why I'm just half-assing that one.
Okay.
I know what I'm beating.
The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Stunt Granny Audio. This is edition number 180, and I am joined, by Jeremy. Jeremy, what the hell is going on?
Well, howdy, my friend. It's been a long, long time, huh?
I actually looked it up. We haven't done an audio, just you and I, since May 29, 2010.
There's no way it's been almost 2 years.
It's been almost 2 years. So.
How did that happen? I knew it was a long time, but I did not expect that. I'm actually quite surprised.
Yeah. As a
wow.
Drink.
That's what, All right, so this has been happening a lot lately. Man, I'm slowing down, but I'm actually kind of speechless. I had no idea it was that long. That's ridiculous.
Sure. Yeah, it is. Yep. Absolutely preposterous. Now,
right.
We've done a couple
of
joint ones where it's been all four of us or whatever, but just the two of us, it's been about 2 years. So
the audio experience has been gone for, 19, 20 months then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, time
all right,
sucks.
Well.
Yeah, we're all old.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
We're all...
Well,
we're
we'll have to rectify that.
Yeah, we got to do it more. Mm-hmm.
Yes, all right. We'll just resolve to do that, because if I keep thinking about this, I'm not going to say anything. So
No, you're just going to keep saying, like, wow and oh my God.
And that'll be the audio. Well, what the hell have you been up to the last 2 years, man?
I got divorced. You knew that. I got a girlfriend. You knew that. So I have a girlfriend and a teenager living with me.
Yeah, she has a kid from a previous marriage. If I'm overstepping my bounds, please don't.
No marriage, just kid. She was that girl in high school.
Gotcha. All right.
So that was pretty sweet. and a whole lot of nothing. I don't know. I'd love to say there were interesting things going on, but nothing's been going on. I don't know.
Sure. You're still a computer-y kind of guy at work?
Yeah. I guess. I'm more of the tell you what to do. I'm not actually like a supervisor or a boss or anything, but my role's moved into, hey, you do this, and then when you don't do it right, I go behind you and do it and then call you stupid.
Nice.
Happens a lot.
All right.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's an attitude for deficiency in my area, but...
whatever.
Yeah. Honestly, not a lot. Life's better. It's funny, life's better, but I'm not any happier. Or I'm not any less grouchy. In fact, I'm probably more grouchy.
You're ornery.
Yeah, but more so. But
there might be a lot of stuff to complain about this week, as I clumsily try to transition into wrestling.
Well, I don't know if there's much to complain about. I think there's one really big story you should be happy as hell about.
A returning guy?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Lord Tensei returning to WWE rings after claiming he wasn't. So, what's his Twitter handle again? Working the Marks? At Working the Marks? Something like that. Anyway, A-Train, Matt Bloom, Giant Bernard, the man of 1,000 names, is now Lord Tensei, and I am very excited about that. I always thought he was pretty good, but he's really improved during this time in Japan. Japan is the place to go if you're a mediocre big guy. It will either chew you up and spit you out, and you're not worth it anyway, or you'll get good. It's the same argument I used with Rob Terry. He needs to leave TNA immediately and go to Japan for a couple years. If he's going to be anything, it's going to be in Japan, and then they can bring him back. But on to more pleasant thoughts, I love Giant Bernard, and I'm glad to see him back. And I hope that they pair him with Johnny Ace, because he's my favorite character on Raw right now. And you've gone completely dead silent, leaving me ramble, so...
Yeah, I'm letting you go. I know. Trust me, it may have been almost 2 years, but I know when to let you go. So, all right. Well, the only thing, you're much more familiar with his work than I am. I honestly, when he went to Japan, that was it for me. And
sure,
I knew he was doing really well over there. He's been over there for what, 5 now? It's longer than 5 years, isn't it? Is it 10?
It's been longer. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you always heard good things, not just from you, but just, you know, reading different sites,
everybody,
people message boards,
Meltzer,
whatever.
Yeah.
Well, all right. And I guess I could look this up. I'm going to ask you. He shaved, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He's not the furry dude anymore. So,
no.
That's a plus. And from some of the pictures I saw of him, he's actually lost weight, too. He's still a big dude. But he's trimmed.
Yeah, he's in better shape.
Yeah, okay. That's a much nicer way of saying it. So, but no, I'm just trying to figure out why all of a sudden they went and got him.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that, you know, they have, I guess they don't have the big men anymore. I mean, Taker only wrestles once a year, seemingly.
Kane,
Mark Henry,
and
Big Show.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, so it's kind of like, well, I guess that maybe they burned through them. I don't hate it. I'm just. It's one of those wait and see things for me, man. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess with him being off the radar and being off my radar so long, that I'm just kind of wondering, like, all right. And then was it you that was mentioned about him possibly being a bodyguard of some sort.
Yeah, that was the rumor going around the internet. Johnny Ace's bodyguard was the original plan, anyway. Who knows at this point? With the name Lord Tensei, who the hell knows?
Yeah, do you like that name?
No, not at all.
But I haven't liked the name they've given a wrestler in years. I think every name they give wrestlers is terrible now. So.
Well, I guess Evan Bourne kind of grew on me. At the time, I didn't like it.
Okay, yeah.
But at least,
yeah, I'll give you that one. Mm-hmm.
But after that, now I'm with you, man. I mean, we've got Dolph Ziggler. That still sounds ridiculously stupid. Jack Swagger.
The worst.
Were they going for, like, a Rick Rude when they went Jack Swagger?
I guess. I never thought of it like that. Yeah, probably. But it's tone deaf, you know?
but Rick Rude, it kind of fit. Jack Swagger, and not to steal Eric line, but he's just a goof.
Yeah.
Where Rick Rude looked like he would just take a girl and fuck her in front of you or something. I mean...
He looked like a rude guy. He really did. Like, oh, that guy's pretty rude. You know?
Yeah. And just, well, I guess because his real name was Rude. R-O. Wasn't his real last name Rude? Or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I could look it up, but I'm just going to blindly say yes. So.
Yeah. But no, I want to be excited about this news, and I wonder if he's going to be the final entrant or the participant. For King Johnny at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. So far, we only have, three members?
No, King Johnny, I think, is full, except for a mystery guy.
Is it? Okay. Shows
Wait, let me remember. It's
Otunga, the Zigzags, and Swagger. Swagger.
Yeah, Zig, Swagger, Mark Henry, Christian.
Okay.
And, yeah, the one, which I thought was going to be Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, me too.
But he hasn't been seen since the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view.
Right,
When he popped up, so, I don't know.
He's like the male version of Tama.
What a kick in the ass that would be to the roster, though. They're bringing the guys from Japan to get on WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just kind of say, well, none of you guys were deserving of being on this, especially if you're the Miz.
Yeah. Yeah, the Miz is hanging backstage, you know?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first ever episode of Conan when he took over for Letterman? Do you remember that?
No. I was never a big late night fan.
Okay.
No,
I'll
watch it if it's someone I want to see is on, but no. Why?
Well, then never mind. I'm not going to tell you then. So there.
Well, don't keep me in suspense now.
No, the first thing he ever did, he had this little vignette at the beginning. He's like walking down the street and people are like, hey, aren't you the guy replacing Letterman? You better not suck. And he's like got this huge plastic grin on. I'll try. I'll do my best. And then he goes backstage to start the show and he's like trying to hang himself. But then the producer comes in and says, you're on. So.
No, I do remember that. That's right, because he runs into Tom Brokaw.
Yep.
And Tom Brokaw looks at him and goes, don't fuck up, or don't fuck this up.
That's right.
Yeah, so I do remember. God damn, that may have been the only thing I remember that episode, actually, with Tom Brokaw.
Me too.
So the last thing is my memory
little bit
for
at the
shit
beginning.
Now.
But that's The Miz backstage at WrestleMania, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, aren't you The Miz? You used to be awesome. Yep. I'd like to think I still am. Thank you. You know? And then, like, he goes off into this room.
Shows it.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
What a weird fall. I mean, I know we were talking about Prince Albert or whatever, but what a weird fall for The Miz. And then then to bring it up on television as well.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm even trying to think of... What scenario could they even use him in?
I guess the plan is that he's going to do a run-in during one of the main events. But at this point, the way I feel about that is, the casual WWE fan, your average Joe Walmart, is going to be like, what's this loser guy doing interfering in this match? He doesn't belong here. You know?
Yeah.
He hasn't won a television match since the middle of December. You like that? I did my research for this audio. Since the middle of December, so we're now in the middle of March, so 3 months, and the only thing favorable is he eliminated one or two people at the Royal Rumble. Other than that, he's been a total jabroni. So if he interferes in, like, Rock versus Cena, it's going to be totally out of place.
Wouldn't it make more sense for him to interfere in Daniel Bryan and Sheamus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And then Daniel Bryan can go on to somebody else, and Sheamus can go on to fight the Miz, I suppose, but
right,
I don't know.
But they just gave that match away on free TV, dude.
Oh, shit,
so.
That's right. Oh, my God. Long and short-term memory, man. It's just done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too much drinking.
We really are getting old, man. But no, yeah, that would make more sense. Regardless
of what
imagine
him.
Just, you know, mm-hmm.
Would he possibly do a run-in for Rock and John Cena, and both Rock and John Cena bitch him out?
That would be great.
But I mean, that match wouldn't really need it, though, I guess. But
no, I mean,
I
wouldn't
back
touch
last
it.
Year.
I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't have anybody interfere. That match should be as is. Just those two battling it out. I was saying it would be great under the context of if you're going to do it, you know. But there's no way
I'd
do it.
Well, I guess we can be on the pre-show Battle Royal that they always have every year.
Yeah, let's get everybody a paycheck. He can eliminate Yoshitatsu or something. So
yeah, again. But,
Jesus.
You know, yeah, there's not even a tag team match on WrestleMania again. I mean, tag team championship match. Yeah, well.
No.
It's that long, whatever. But
I was going to bring that up, by the way. It's kind of a shame that Matt Bloom gets to come back, but his tag team partner, Carl Anderson, is still in Japan. If they cared about tag teams at all, they should have just brought back both of them, you know, or brought in both of them, I guess. Carl Anderson's never been in. Carl Anderson's really good, too. But they have no use for tag teams, so.
No, and I mean, and who knows why they're, I mean, until he comes in, who knows what they're going to use him for. He could be one of those guys that they'd use big, like day after WrestleMania, and by SummerSlam, he's main event.
Okay, yep.
I mean, you know, I mean, no real reason to think that, but, you know, it's WWE, they still like the big men, and really, CM Punk Jericho is going to burn out sooner or later. Well, then John Cena is going to need someone big to wrestle again, too. So,
sure. Oh, Cena absolutely needs fresh opponents.
What an incredible turnaround that would be.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, man, I mean, he was Prince Albert, and he was teamed with Draws, and we all know what happened there. And then he was part of X-Factor, right?
Oh, God. Yep.
Yeah. Who's in that?
You're dealing with the X-Factor. I know you hate X-Factor, but you don't have to look at me like that. Okay. Go ahead.
Jesus. So, and then he's gone. He was going to go to TNA, which I don't think existed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he goes to Japan, and he comes back, and this, you know, the theory plans out. He's main eventing against John Cena in a few months after coming back from the States.
Yeah.
He went from teaming with X-Pac and Just Incredible
to
disappearing from American soil.
Yeah.
To a main event spot. I mean, that'd be quite an incredible story for him, at least.
And
I mean,
if ever there was a billboard for go to Japan, that would be it, you know?
Yeah,
you'd be seeing all kinds of people jump to Japan.
Well, MVP's trying that, and it's not working out so well so far. I mean, I guess it is, but...
Doesn't help that he's, like, 80, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's
funny that WWE would bring in a guy his age. I mean, I know his age is only 40, but...
Right, right.
I guess they want seasoned hands, which is not a bad thing. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Him and the Boogeyman. The two classic late bloomers, him and the Boogeyman.
What has happened to the Boogeyman anyway?
I know you were a huge fan. What's that?
I said I knew you were a huge fan, so...
Oh, yeah. No, I have no clue. He's probably doing independent shows just like all the fossils are, you know?
Yeah, he's got to go by like Hoogie Boogeyman instead. He can't go by just Boogeyman. Which, you know what a great, great visual that would be, though?
Yes! He's got to come out to that song, you know?
Uh-huh, my complete, yep. Oh, my God. I honestly didn't even mean that when I said Hoogie Boogie. I just thought Boogie Boogie sounded stupid. But as soon as I said Hoogie Boogie, I went, oh, my God. And then you started laughing.
Oh, my God.
And I went, yep.
Yeah,
oh, no.
It's got to be. Are you ready for our version of a party song? Well, for all of you who said no, we're going to take you on a little journey. Oh, fuck.
I like how we can't remember, like, basic facts about somebody, but you can remember the introduction to Hoogie Boogie Land. God damn.
We don't remember what happened last night on Raw, but we remember that.
Yes. Well, some things just stick with you and are way more important,
yep.
Obviously. So, screw them.
Yep.
That would be the ultimate indie show for us.
Yeah.
It would be, Hoogie Boogie Man versus Nails with complete pointing them both down to the ring? And Eric doing commentary?
He's just imitating him the whole time.
No, remember Eric had that, what was that ridiculous match he had to call? It was like an eight-man extreme tag team over-the-top chimpanzee battle royal something.
Yeah, Clockwork Green House of Pancakes match or something. Yeah.
Oh, God. This brought back those memories of Raven when he was in TNA. He did his Raven
God.
Clockwork Orange House of Fun match. So when you change it to House of Pancakes, that actually would have been more fitting back then, too.
Yeah, the guy is a little chubby.
Can we please segue off of that into Shane Douglas?
Speaking of Shane Douglas, he appeared on Raw in all his illustrious glory. What the hell was he doing? He was wearing a mask. He was in the crowd.
He was on the hard side shot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he stands and it looks, it's just some regular Joe who has a lucha mask mm-hmm. on, which if you go to any wrestling show, people still
yep.
do that.
Yeah.
Well, he stands up during the Kane Randy Orton match, rips open his shirt like Superman.
Yeah.
And it's got the franchise symbol on, and then he pulls the mask off, and one person starts chanting ECW.
Yes.
I didn't even notice it until it was either super secret, whatever that fucking Facebook thing is. The super villain.
Huh?
Said something.
Can't
say oh, yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Someone on Facebook posted it. So I rewound it,
yep.
and I'm like, oh, my God. Now, I mean, I wrote about it this morning, but besides just being kind of sad, because
yeah.
no one reacted.
No, no one. No. I'm cracking myself up before I say it. There were crickets riding on tumbleweeds.
They didn't even care. They were like, oh. It's like the crickets didn't have the energy to get on top of the tumbleweed. nor did the tumbleweed have the energy to blow itself out of the arena. That's how much
they were using the tumbleweed as a pillow. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I remember writing a post a while ago, and it said, doesn't this motherfucker work at Target?
Mm-hmm.
And now
yeah.
It was supposed to be for some free publicity for some another ECW reunion show.
Oh, fuck me. Okay. Don't tell Vince! Don't tell Dixie!
Hey, no problem, Shane.
but
what a poor businessman. If you're going to do this, do you really do it during the Big Show and Kane match?
Right.
Or do you do it during a John Cena match? Or when The Rock's supposed to come out? Or Undertaker, Shawn Michaels? Well, which may have been in the dark, so that wouldn't have worked. But why do you wait for what's probably one of the lower-rated segments on the show?
Right. Or and like when AJ's out and people are going like, pause play during the AJ segment, just to make sure they don't miss, anything. And, that would be a great time to do it. Mm-hmm.
Or even just when people are constantly staring out at ringside, just making sure where she is. But also, why wouldn't you have a sign?
Yeah.
I mean, you can bring a blank poster board in, write it while you're there, or do something,
Mm-hmm.
But to just tear your shirt off and has an F on it for franchise, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
So if you're an investor for this ECW show, I'm like, you're out of your goddamn mind. You don't know what you're doing.
Right.
But it's not like he's getting positive attention.
Yeah. No. He's not getting any attention. No one cares.
I mean, I guess the argument can be made. We're talking about him, and it like some message boards who are basically the fans that are supposed to want to do the ECW thing.
Yeah, you know what? Nice. We're feeding right into him. We're giving him exactly what he wants here. So.
I know. It's kind of a lame thing to do, but
it's
more just, but if people are just backing, what the hell does that even mean? Bashing on you.
Yeah.
But that video of it was so sad. No one popped for him.
No.
And I mean, I know Shane Douglas has been a favorite of yours for a while. So,
I don't know. I'm
silent.
I'm more concerned about the cards. Well, who got the cards that night? You know?
Well, was that you or Eric that said on Twitter, the good thing about this is he can still get back to Target on his break? But as I correctly pointed out, though, Target closes at 10 o'clock. So he must have gotten the day off. I mean, I don't know. I was never a Shane Douglas fan. I don't remember, at least. But I guess that's why I can't stand this ECW stuff. It's so sad. Like, of all those guys, look at what Bubba Ray's done.
Yeah.
He's totally transformed himself into something viable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
None of these other guys have any way.
No, I liked ECW and I respect the history and especially then, I don't want to see this, you know? I want my memories preserved in some kind of favorable way. You know, instead of seeing like Balls Mahoney just Ralph over the first row of 35 people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we really need to see that?
Or is anyone craving to see like Tony Mameluke? I mean, and really, no offense to these guys, but.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess there's a certain segment of the people who it's not nostalgia for them.
Right.
That they still live the exact same way, but there's no evolution in their life at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To where, yeah, to where it's still current, and these guys are still, you know, they still matter.
Right.
Totally important, and I guess these are the guys that they just take advantage of. So you can see
mm-hmm.
Bald Ralph and over the, which apparently is not an isolated event. I think that's part of his gimmick now.
What?
That he throws up over the, that he throws up during matches now.
Are you serious?
I believe so, yeah.
Urge to live dwindling.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts of suicide lingering. Sorry, I'm better now. That's ridiculous.
I don't know. But at the same time, if people are willing to pay this dude to do it,
yeah.
Then I guess.
What do you think
he's
gonna
make a living?
What could he possibly be making to do that? $50?
Yeah, no, I see your point, but I guess something's better than nothing. I don't know. It still feels like a shit way to make money.
Well, you know what? What else would Balls Mahoney do in the real world?
That's exactly what I was going to bring up, too.
Yeah.
You don't get paid to be homeless. I mean, he's not in a band, so he's not going to get paid to look homeless. They use backhoes for that now. But say he could be a, you know, cemetery, a grave digger.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depending on what McDonald's you go in, he could work there. He could be a, you know, take your order at least.
I don't know if I'd want to put that in front of the counter. I'd probably put him back with the fries or something, you know?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to take the risk of anything falling off the man and into the food, though. I mean, hair nets can do so much, but there's always teeth and fingernails.
I don't know. He could work the Fond du Lac Burger King. Last time I was in there, the chick who waited on me looked exactly like Dave Mustaine. So,
He looked like an old, or it looked like an old lesbian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
I don't remember last time I went to Burger King. Good though. I haven't had a Whopper in a long time.
Becky likes those Hershey pies, so.
Well, I'm boring when it comes to fast food. I get the same shit every time.
Yeah.
Whopper, no pickle, no onion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm no pickles, no lettuce guy. Lettuce is, like, soggy and gross.
Well, yeah, because they put it in the fucking microwave.
Yep.
And no one's figured out, hey, don't put some lettuce in the microwave and it stays crispy.
Right.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been to Burger King, too. God damn. It's like a...
Yeah.
It almost feels like an intervention all of a sudden.
It's a public intervention. Everybody listening, it just kind of has to go with it, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You need to go to Burger King tomorrow.
Well, yeah, you know, I actually hadn't been to Taco Bell in the longest time, and I used to eat that before every single show.
I remember the last time we did a group audio, I just happened to have eaten there, too. I had a volcano burrito.
Mm-hmm. The volcano burritos, I like the volcano, I like the volcano sauce. If they would just sell the volcano sauce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, if they would sell the volcano sauce and the sauce that comes on the Gordita Crunches.
Yes.
Do you ever get those?
I would never
have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Just bottle those up and I'll be happy. I'll be happy as can be. But, I went to Taco Bell because they suckered me in with that Dorito taco.
Okay. How was that?
It tasted just like a taco, but your fingers got dirty. Like, just dirty orange. You know? Kind of like greasy Cheeto.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was thinking, and no one really reacted to this, so I'm going to continue to try until someone at least says something.
Okay.
They've got all these different flavors of Doritos, all right?
Yeah.
There's two distinct ones. One is original taco, and the other one is midnight taco.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there thinking they're missing out on a total mind-blowing experience.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of nacho cheese Doritos, why wouldn't you have, during the day, the original taco Dorito taco shell for your taco, and then at midnight, change it over to have the midnight taco Dorito taco shell for your taco.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're eating a taco with a shell that tastes like a taco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what everyone says. I thought I was onto something there, but maybe it's not presenting it right. This just sounds mind-blowing. I mean, you could lick the outside of your taco shell and make it and fool your brain into thinking you're eating a taco.
Right.
This is crazy.
And then, more taco.
Yeah. And it could cover up the fact that they barely give you any meat, cheese, or lettuce in these things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it fools you into thinking you're actually getting more than you are.
Yeah.
And so it would be a great cost-saving measure.
You know what my favorite is? And by favorite, I'm absolutely being sarcastic. Not only do they not give you much, like, lettuce and cheese at all, but sometimes you get it and it's all condensed to, like, one area of the taco, you know?
Sure.
It's just, like, one small little portion that has lettuce and cheese, and then the rest is just, like, meat and shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I stopped ordering soft tacos.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because soft tacos, you would get, like, half a scoop of meat on there. And then all of a sudden, you see, like, it's not leaf lettuce anymore. Like,
no.
Pieces of a shredded leaf lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then,
and then
a couple pieces of cheese. And you just look at it, like, and I don't know if that old thing from, like, falling down, like, this does not look like this.
No.
But.
No.
I don't know. We're getting into the Joe Pesci from Lethal Weapon territory.
Mm-hmm.
They fuck you in the drive-through and all that, but yeah, man. I mean,
so the moral of the story is Shane Douglas sucks.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, we were talking about Shane Douglas, huh?
Yeah. We sure were.
Well, good for him. We you know what? We gave him some other career opportunities. If Justin Credible can go work at Olive Garden, it's not beneath Shane Douglas to go work at. Taco Bell or something,
right.
Which would really make my year. They to go through the drive-through just to hear him go, "Yeah, this is the franchise.
What can I get you?" Mm-hmm.
And then he just start bitching about Ric Flair when you order like a combo, like the number one.
Right. You know, Dick Flair thinks he's number one, but he's not. Okay.
Yeah. Did they really call him Ric Flair? I don't remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
And nothing ever came of that, did it? Even when they were both in WCW.
They had a match. 500 years after
given away.
It was... Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was on, like, Nitro or Thunder or something, though, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yep.
Okay, all right. I'll wait.
Yep.
So there's no way... If many poor decisions as Ric Flair makes, there's no way he would have even bothered giving a rub to that dummy on pay-per-view.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ugh. That was always the one that never made sense to me in ECW, because there was never a chance it was ever going to happen.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, you should be focusing on your own product and not advertising the competition, you know?
Yeah. Or in the midst of advertising your product, like, you know, all of a sudden, like someone, you know, like the king from Taco Bell, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
the king from Burger King, all of a sudden in the middle of it breaks out and goes, yeah, well, Taco Bell fucking sucks. And it goes right back to whatever he was talking about. Like,
right, no.
Like, who approved that? That wasn't in the script, was it? Aw, Game Changer's on again. But
what's on again?
That movie Game Change, the one about Sarah Palin on HBO.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I watched it a few weeks ago. Since we were talking about movies earlier.
Yeah. You watching any of the basketball tournament?
No, it was 2 weekends ago, I believe. It was before the tournament started.
Well, I'm asking you if you watched the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I went and watched Michigan get beat by a MAC team, which I didn't. Yeah. I didn't like that matchup to begin with, and of course, my worst fear came true. Another MAC team gets hot in the tournament, and my team's actually in the way.
Yeah.
And then the games haven't been that interesting. I mean, some of the outcomes, like seeing Duke lose was pretty awesome. But, I mean, everyone wants to see
great.
Duke lose.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there is, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, and then Lehigh beat, and then I realized, oh, they beat Duke. So I just stopped.
Right, right, there, I actively hate, it makes me physically ill when they do that wired for sound thing with the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Because the coaches know they're wired and they never say anything, so all you hear is like, yeah, hustle! You gotta put forth more effort! You gotta get back on defense! Yeah. I can't stand that shit, you know?
Well, they do that with athletes, too. In all the sports, when they do that. In other words, like, ESPN's the worst one about this.
Yeah.
Because they take the most uninteresting thing and put it on and go, oh, that was a pretty neat inside look.
Mm-hmm.
He went up to, like, his, I think the last one I saw was Tim Tebow, so just whatever. But,
okay.
And he was like, all right, guys, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And he's like, hey, keep your head up, I'll get it to you next time. Hey, keep, I mean, nothing. But then, apparently, if you go to YouTube, you can find them. Hockey players are the best ones to follow. Because they'll tell all the guys, hey, we're mic'd up. Okay. Some of them just want nothing to do with it. Other ones are purposely swearing, just saying the worst, like the most horrible shit on these things. And it's great. Every second of it's great.
Excellent.
Yeah. Like,
I guess they're watching
it. I'm trying to think. The last one I saw, who the hell was it? Well, I can't remember who it was, but he got back to the bench and sat down. And one of the guys comes over and is like, that fucking bullshit. And you all of a sudden hear like, and you hear like a muffled, hey, I'm mic'd up this time.
Yeah.
And the guy turns and goes, I don't fucking care. And he's like, oh, okay. And they went right on.
Excellent.
Yeah, but you're right. They know every single time that they're mic'd up. So they're not about to say something.
Yeah, all you get is like, oh, you got to give 110% out there, you know?
Yeah.
Just empty calorie nonsense. I can't stand it. So.
Especially with, like, hockey players, it's always come on, boys. Like, when if you get, like, the real, like, goody-goody veterans, not goody-goody, but, like, the veterans who are established, they just don't even care.
Yeah.
But that's what I always thought would be interesting. I was going to say for wrestlers, to try and tie it back into wrestling somehow, but I always thought that'd be interesting, but then I guess you'd hear him calling spots or,
yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think with wrestling, doing something like that is way better for, like, the production aspect, but they don't want to break down that wall again.
Right, exactly.
Wouldn't you love to have, like, a split screen of, like, McMahon talking to Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler or Josh Matthews or something like that?
Watch your pronouns, damn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or call the fucking match. No, you missed the point. God damn it. Just always yelling.
Yep. That would be incredible.
I don't know. Yeah, all the production stuff I think would be really cool to see. Just to see how they really act. But then, at the same time, then, are we really going to get that?
No.
I mean,
no.
I don't know. Because like, whenever they have those documentaries about it, everyone always seems so calm, you know?
Yeah. Last point on this before I let it go. If I was like Dwight Howard, I wouldn't be listening to Stan Van Gundy talk no matter what he was saying. I'd be staring at the cheerleaders, you know?
Yeah.
Those timeout huddles are completely useless.
Yeah, well, I think that's the difference between us and professional athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could stare at the cheerleaders, but you know they're going to be banging out something that's just as hot anyways after the game.
Yeah.
So they're not even a distraction.
Sure.
So, like, you know, I always thought the rules against, like, you're not allowed to date the cheerleaders were kind of stupid. Because it's like, why would I want to keep my bag around all the time?
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I really didn't have anything else this time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any, I don't know. Was there anything else needed to discuss?
Speaking of alcohol, if you're an alcoholic, Chris Jericho hates you.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, we can get into this, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Didn't they do something similar to this in ROH with Raven and CM Punk?
Yeah.
When they mentioned his dad? Okay, I thought so.
Punk cut this great promo about how his dad was always drinking. Like, he thought it was normal to bring a beer into the shower with you and all that kind of stuff. Or he thought, like, a hard day's work meant coming home from the bar, you know? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, really good promo.
And then they kind of brought it back now, I guess, a little.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not hating the angle because I like the personal touch, but it's still about being, like, the better wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Or best in the world. So it's still a competition.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that the whole thing doesn't overshadow, like, the actual, like, because Punk's always playing. And I'm not going to say prided himself. I mean, I guess I'll say because of my lack of vocabulary. But
okay.
It always seems like all of his issues are always about who's better.
Yeah.
And, like Rey Mysterio, he did when he was a heel, he did, like, the psychological stuff, but it was still about being better than Rey Mysterio.
Right.
And, like, but the personal issue kind of took over the competition aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, cool. And I guess that's what I'm hoping. Like, I kind of liked the promo last night that Punk cut.
Yep.
And then I was like, wow, Jericho's not going to say anything. That's pretty cool. I like how they did this.
Me too. Yep.
Yeah, there he was.
Yep.
And then he brings up the sister thing, and I was like, okay? Because I guess they never established how old Punk's sister was.
Right.
But I don't know. So I just thought it was kind of awkward, really. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
No, I thought it was weird and kind of tacked on. I thought Jericho's promo last week was excellent. I actually argued with Becky about it because she thought it went too far. And I kind of thought, like, well, okay, sure. But A, Jericho's the heel. And B, he's probably going to lose the match, you know? So that gives him a little more leeway to go over the top, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then in that respect, CM Punk would overcome all the horrible stuff he's been
mm-hmm.
that's been said about him and his family, and that sort of thing. Is that where you were going with it?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
See, he was right. He won the match. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho saying that mean stuff. He was wrong. You know, Punk proved him wrong. So.
Which is pretty basic stuff. Which
yes.
We've always argued the basic stuff is okay. But,
sure.
But like you just said, they just tacked this other stuff on that just didn't seem necessary.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I guess if something saved that for me, it was Punk's reaction.
Yeah.
And I know him like swearing, and I couldn't make out what he's talking about. The second time he said, this is total bullshit.
Okay.
So it seemed genuine.
Yeah.
And like, because, you know, I don't know, like, Kevin and I always goof on TNA for doing, like, the swearing stuff. Like, for no reason they swear. And now TNA decides to beep out ass.
Yeah.
Ugh. Which is just infuriating. But anyways.
Some weeks you can say tits. Some weeks ass gets bleeped. You know?
Yeah.
Every week is an adventure with that show. So.
I mean, I know we've talked about Paul Cahoney, Shane Douglas, and other the sort of things like them, but let's not drag this audio down by bringing up TNA, please.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know, man. It, maybe next week it'll make more sense. But right now, I agree with you that the whole sister thing just seemed tacked on to me.
Yeah.
And, well, really,
yeah.
The whole Jericho part.
It was unnecessary. They should have just let it be with Punk, you know?
Yeah.
Punk
it almost
had
seems
a really,
like there's...
rebuttal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Nope. I was just saying he had a good rebuttal, and they should have left it. So.
Yeah. But doesn't it seem like there's almost 1 week too many for the hype for WrestleMania?
Yes. They always blow their load a week too early. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they could. They should have really left out. I don't know. So, like the Undertaker and Triple H and that's Dragon now. I mean, this Team Teddy thing. The team should be filled out by now.
Yeah,
they're just kind of silly. Rock and John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, Rock and John Cena. They had nothing last night, so that's all they gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know.
Can I just say I hate that tag team match is 6-on-6. I hate that.
Oh yeah.
It makes no sense. 4-on-4, 5-on-5, I accepted those are Survivor Series staples. Where did they get 6-on-6? Unacceptable.
Eric and I were talking about that, and neither one of us could figure it out either. I mean, unless they felt, and I'm sure that's what this was, they felt they hadn't, they owed it to these guys. I don't know if they ever owe something to somebody, but just for all the hard work all year, you can't just not have them on.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay. I think of all the people, Ziggler's the one. Ziggler, Mark Henry, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Zack Ryder, which I really thought that should have been Zack Ryder versus Kane, but they decided to give us yet another Randy Orton versus Kane match instead for whatever reason.
Well, I think it's because what else would Randy Orton be doing?
Well,
he'd be
in
the same boat as Miz.
Well, why not a Miz versus Randy Orton match? But don't forget that, or take away the fact he hasn't won a match since December. They could have rectified that, but
well, sure, yeah. Let's assume that the booking all the way around was better, you know?
Right,
and then it would have made
leading up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Would have been a better match. Well, two better matches, because Kane versus Ryder wouldn't have been a good wrestling match, but it would have made sense storyline-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
instead, they just kind of tossed Kane into a new storyline 3 weeks out, you know?
Yeah.
Horrible.
And then they decided that they had a handshake piece of footage, and they were like, all right, figure out something about this. Yeah. Why are... Do you have ESPN on, by chance?
No.
ESPN's ticker was in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea. I try not to watch ESPN. The only two things I watch on ESPN now are Pardon the Interruption and Highly Questionable.
I don't know what Highly Questionable is.
Leptard show, idiot.
No, I honestly have never seen it. That's how little I watch that. That's how little I watch this, too.
You have to change that immediately.
What time is it on?
Usually 3:30 on ESPN2.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to check that out then.
It's called DVR. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I can add it to all the other DVR shows I never get around to watching. But I agree with you on it's too many people in that match, but it's like they felt they had to put him in. And really, does Santino deserve to be in WrestleMania? I mean, R-Truth and Kofi, not so much really. Ziggler, I think, yeah, he definitely deserves some sort of match. Mark Henry definitely deserves some sort of match.
You know what? These are the guys that would have been in the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good call. Totally forgot about that. Yeah.
I just realized. Yeah.
But, I don't know. But then when this thing does over a million buys because of the Rock's on there, and it does another shitload worth of merchandise sales, and then DVDs, and it's like, I've gotten away from criticizing what WWE does.
Yeah.
They do a lot that I don't like, but then you see the money they make.
Yeah.
But it's a hard thing to balance, I guess, because you look at it and go, you could have made more money.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, you're making this much, so I don't know, man.
Right. And they see no reason to change things as long as they're making that much.
Yeah. So. But does that whole thought process kind of go back to competition as well?
Yes.
I mean,
they're not motivated to do anything better. Why should they?
And as long as for that 3-month period, you're able to hype up, you're able to hype up your fan base.
Yep.
Because, I think we'll both agree that the writing for the last month or so has been, or the last 3 months has been way better than it has been all year, which is, kind of typical for this time of year. They just save it all. It's very, very annoying.
I thought that last year was a really good year until the Triple H storyline. And then they completely lost me.
Oh, with him as the CEO and all that stuff?
Yep. I felt like things went really downhill right away as soon as they introduced that storyline. And it's been crap until the last couple months have been better,
Yeah. Well, it seemed like that whole Triple H storyline was just a reason to get Kevin Nash one last match on pay-per-view.
Sure.
In hindsight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because after that, Triple H disappeared until this Undertaker thing popped up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like conspiracy theories and that sort of thing.
Because
it always seems like logic goes out the door. But then something happens, and you're like, well, you know what? Maybe they're onto something. And really, in this case, I'm talking about Triple H, where it's like he wants to be the center of attention. And, I fought against it, but then you can only have so much evidence piled against what you're thinking.
Right.
Before
exactly.
You just have to say, yeah, this is all bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because they derailed CM Punk for pretty much most of the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. In the fall, they really kind of derailed him
fall,
and just made him just another wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
One last thing about Triple H.
Stephanie had
her choice of anyone in that locker room, and she chose the most boring guy on the planet.
Wow. Never crossed my mind.
Everybody on the internet likes to beat up Triple H for marrying the boss's daughter. Let's look at it from her perspective. She could have had anybody in that locker room, because who wouldn't marry her, to get ahead? right? She can have her choice. But she chose the most boring person imaginable. So what does that say about her, you know?
Well, I guess at that time, she could have hitched her ride to, like, Billy Gunn or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess on the scale, maybe at that time he wasn't quite so boring.
Okay.
But then kind of turned into, like, and then kind of devolved into that boring guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe he was a master salesman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hyped himself up so much and then was like, oh, I'm locked in, and then right down the crapper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. No, that's an interesting thought, though. I really never
thought of it that way. Yeah, I mean, like, Rock was back there, Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Wow. Baker, for that matter, but she would have been, like, what's number 18 for him, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. Kurt Angle. But, wouldn't that have been weird if she ended up with Angle?
Yeah, she'd be in TNA now, dude.
Yep.
And
TNA,
Jack. Well, I was about to say he who should not be named, Chris Benoit. It was him, too.
Yeah.
And Eddie Guerrero. Yeah, she could have been a widow. And I guess technically those guys were married, but so was Rock and Austin, but and Undertaker, but that doesn't really matter. And maybe that's why. Yeah. Maybe she's got scruples and didn't want to bang out the guy who was married.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, so there's that. But I don't know. Was there anything else that happened on Raw that was even worth mentioning, really? And it wasn't a horrible show, but to me it just wasn't that newsworthy.
Not really newsworthy.
Or like, talking point-wise.
We were all over the page and not really on that page, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think we can just go back to the one week too many for WrestleMania.
Because
the go-home show, what's the go-home show supposed to be like next week? You've gone home for 3 weeks in a row now.
Right. You couldn't possibly be any more home than what you already are.
Yeah. I mean, what, is Undertaker going to come out and badmouth Shawn Michaels and Triple H again and... Maybe Rock, maybe Cena Jericho? Oh my God, what was it 8 years ago?
What?
Cena and CM Punk can finally come to blows or something, or...
Right.
I just hope they don't do some dumbass, like, 12-man tag team match with all the participants from the main events in it and totally,
they
like, blow it up.
They love doing that. They love doing that. Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, like, Cody Rhodes, trying to think of the heels. Well, there's a lot of, like, face-face matches. Just two face-face matches on this card.
Hmm. Yeah.
Weird. But, I guess we should wrap this historic version of the audio experience up then, huh?
This has been very historic. And, I think that's a wrap.
All right. Well, I'll say my goodbyes. This will be new for the audio experience. We get to do the plug.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm out of water, so I may run dry going through all this. But, all right, everyone, you can, here's the plug portion, everyone's favorite part. You can follow us on Twitter, we'll do those first. We are at StuntGranny, I am at Granny Maze, Kevin is at TheFrango11, Dusty is at Dusty Evening, Eric Nelson, you have to find on your own because he's secretive.
At Homeless Bearded Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you can leave a comment on any one of our posts. All you have to do is a comment, and someone will write back to you. And hopefully remember to initial them, because it gets really confusing. And sometimes I forget I even did so. You can email us at stuntgranny@gmail.com. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Just look for Stunt Granny. Either with a space or without. It doesn't really matter. It'll find it somehow. So, I think that's it. I don't know. Next week is a big week for us. It's WrestleMania week, so obviously Kevin and I are already preparing our audio preview shows.
Dustin and Eric are probably going to do a preview show, which I don't know if you knew that or not, but Eric's going to hit you up.
Yeah, we're talking about Hall of Fame stuff, so.
That, yeah,
we're going to get you bumped up for Milt Mascaris.
Damn it. Did they ever do a Milt Mascaris video package announcing his Hall of Fame on TV?
I don't think so.
Okay, I was just curious. But then, yeah, so next week's a busy week. Starting, I think, Sunday is when we're going to start posting everything. So check it out. Kevin will be back with Art of WrestleMania for next week. Just check it out. It's going to be a lot of stuff. So we're making an effort to do this. You should make the effort to click on the site. So it's all on you. So I'm out of here. Dusty, this was fun. We will not wait 2 years to do this again. I promise.
All right, my friend. Well, for right. Jeremy Mays, for Big Show's stocking hat, which is totally bizarre, I am Dusty Evink. This has been Stunt Granny Audio number 180, and we will try to do better next time.
And while all this is going on, you're searching through your mind for something diplomatic and tactful and graceful that you can say to help end the conversation. And all I can ever come up with is, blow it out your ass! 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 Blow it out your ass!
Just like a breath of spring.